We're very happy today. I mean, not for my grandma, because my grandma's been having a rough couple weeks, which is why we haven't had a show and things have been crazy. Uh-huh. But your girls were right.
Very interesting.
I mean, go back to that October, like 3 years ago episode. We were right. We called this.
There's so many people that don't believe it. Like, they're like, oh, it's a work. Oh, it's the... No, I don't think so. But there's, like, all these official statements and shit.
Well, and here's the thing is, like, I don't think it's a work because they mentioned, like, the charities that they worked with. So I don't think if it was a work, they would have been like, Brandy's work with the American Heart Association.
That's true.
Yeah. Like, I don't think they would have brought that up had it, you know, had this all been a work.
That's a good point.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, I don't think so. But like, it kind of makes sense because we heard for months how like Cody, Kenny, and the Bucks weren't getting along.
Apparently him and Tony Khan are getting along.
Well, you know.
But you know what? I honestly think that Tony Khan's a bigger douchebag than Cody at this point, so.
Don't you start.
I do.
Don't you even. Don't you start this.
I don't like Cody. I don't like Cody, but I will
get. We've only been hexing this man for years.
I will get some joy out of the fact that if he does go back to WWE, that Tony Khan's got to sit there.
The best part of the whole thing, you know, who has to sit and watch it? Not just Tony Khan, the Bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where I'm getting personal, immense joy in my heart.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting there like, you dangly earring looking motherfuckers have to watch it now. God bless. Yeah. And you know what's funny is everybody's like, oh my God, you and Jen must be so happy. You must, because Cody's going to WWE. You're going to lay off him. The fuck we are. We're going to be just as critical.
It's funny. It's so funny.
It's fucking hilarious.
I want to know the whole story eventually. Like,
I was like, can he do a shoot interview?
He might go on Stone Cold's podcast or something.
Because, you know, they're going to both be at WrestleMania this year.
That's true.
But you know what, guys, we're getting immense joy out of the fans' reaction.
That's more so than anything.
It is.
You're right about the Bucks. That's true.
Chef's kiss. That's what this all is. Chef's fucking kiss.
I hate the Bucks far worse than I hate Cody. I really do.
I feel like I had a level hatred of, like, in my world, it's like the Raiders, Tom Brady, Cody, Kenny, and the Bucks. Like, they're all kind of at a level playing mm-hmm. field of hate, you know? I mean, there's different variations of hate, but that is at the level of, like, I will hex you until the day I die. So, yeah, I mean, for me, it's no changing. I just love the chaos.
I am glad that I watched WWE so I can actually watch this whole Cody thing.
The whole thing play out?
If it happens.
Girl, that's the best. That's the best part is, like, now we can watch the whole thing play out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We
can watch him live, see what he says.
We could laugh. We could laugh at him. I'm going to laugh at him. Watch, he's going to show up in WWE and be like, guys, guess what? I have a daughter. She's part black and I have solved racism. And then everybody's going to be like, that, okay, I'm sorry. I've watched wrestling for a long time and that promo will forever, like, that is the biggest fucking facepalm promo ever.
Oh gosh.
But you know what?
Give Brandy a job?
You know what I'm thinking they're going to do?
What?
SummerSlam's gonna be Maryse and the Miz.
Yeah.
Brandy and Cody.
I've been seeing that.
Yep. The winner gets the reality show on the air still. The loser, well, you're canceled. I hope it's Miz and Maryse because their show, I guess, is a lot better than the other one, which, by the way, does, what does that mean for their show? Because they're on the same network as AEW.
That is true.
Is this the final season? Like, it's, and I'm getting the biggest joy out of it because, one, this is like the first defection back.
I saw someone's tweet that said, how dare WWE poaching all this ex-AEW talent. Get your own stars.
How dare you? Well, and here's the thing is, there was another hint that Chris Jericho might want to face Kevin Owens again, and Kevin Owens ain't leaving, so.
Well, yeah, he did. Well, and the thing, Jericho probably wants to end his career with WWE, and he just got in really good shape. Like,
he's working on it. He's getting... He's
compared to what he was, he's in really good shape.
He's, you know what? He's a work in progress, and that's okay. We're all a work in progress.
It's good shape to me.
So, you guys, is Jericho next?
I think so.
And then MJF next year.
Mm-hmm.
It's the beginning of the end.
It'd be so funny.
Guys, when I saw that tweet, it was the boost of serotonin I've needed for a long time. I'm like, oh, really? Well, about that, you know, we kind of called that happening. You know what the best part is? Everybody is stunned. They're like, oh my God, this is happening? And my first thought was, oh my God, we were right. We were right. We called this. Remember we said that they would not get along and Cody would walk his happy ass away? We called it. We called it, guys. The third eye never lies. So let's see. What have I been right about so far? This. Wyndham not showing up anywhere. Firefly Funhouse. I booked a lot of that. What else have I been right about? Rhonda. I'm claiming that I was right about that. Guys, what can I say? The third eye never lies. I know wrestling that well, that it's just like, that's the shit they're going to pull. But anyway,
let's see if I can find some, can I find some AEW
people? Let's find some. Yes. You know what? I'm going to go to Wrestle Cringe. Guys, Wrestle Cringe is everything. Just saying it now. Oh, here we go. Here's another one. You ready? I got the first one. Daniel Bryan said, warning, this app was designed to be addictive. Use it with caution. Also, please like all my tweets. And then this AEW fan says, because of you, Cody Rhodes was fired. I hope you're happy.
Oh my God. Cody didn't want to be there. He hadn't wanted to be there for a long time. So it's like it's Inception, really. Like, I don't understand what his whole point was. Like, I guess we should start off by saying, if you don't know what we're talking about,
if you've been under a rock today, because honestly, Cody has trended all day today. Mm-hmm. And the YouTube wrestling channels have been like, breaking news.
So I can read the statement while you're looking up stuff. So AEW posted a statement 10 hours ago, so around, 10 a.m. this morning or so?
It was like 8 my time because I was on the way to the emergency room to see my grandma. Okay. So it was 8 my time.
Cody and Brandi Rhodes were integral to the launch of All Elite Wrestling. Cody's ability combined with his boldness and his passion for our industry and his love for community outreach helped AEW deliver on our mission to give fans what they needed for far too long, something new, innovative, and lasting. I don't know about that last part. Brandi helped us shape the AEW story and appreciate how hard she fought for us both in the ring and out of the ring, competing women's division while advancing our efforts at inclusion and civic causes, including great partnerships with Culture City and the American Heart Association. I have immense this is written by Tony, supposedly. Yeah. I have immense respect and appreciation for Tony's Cody lawyer. And Brandi, and I wish them both the best as they move on from AEW. Thank you, Cody and Brandi! Exclamation point. Signed, Tony Khan.
Okay, so that was Tony Khan's lawyer made that. And here we got another one. AEW stopped being what it was intended to be back when they signed Brody Lee. They just became a wrestling depot for ex-WWE wrestlers. You know what's funny? They admit it now that Cody is left.
Yeah.
They're admitting it now. Which, you know.
Oh my gosh.
They said, okay, this one's actually funny. Even though it's on Wrestle Cringe, but it's kind of funny. Somebody said, this is Tony Khan's next statement. I didn't rehire Cody Rhodes because he was trying to end racism, and we can't have that. Tune into AEW Rampage at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Oh my gosh.
Guys, it is. Wrestle Cringe has been. We're going to do the other side now so we don't look partial. Here is a WWE fan. You ready? Uh-huh. Suck it, you hardcore AEW stands. The face of the franchise is now playing for our team.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't know. Okay, here's another one. No, Tony Khan said he's leaving. That's all that matters. He's going back to WWE because he realizes that AEW is a sinking ship, most likely. Why else would he leave unless he was forced out? And there's no punctuation in this, guys. That's why I'm not pausing. AEW is a sinking ship, most likely. Why else would he leave unless he was forced out? Because there's possibility of none of his friends talk to him anymore. There's no, not a single punctuation in that.
Someone said, I can't see Cody and Brandy in WWE. I can imagine Vince being told in his ear, yo, this is the guy that helped get AEW off the ground. Let's bury him. Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, no.
I think Vince will want to push the shit out of
him. He's going to fucking do it to spite everybody.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. These fuckers don't know Vince. Vince is going to be like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Vince is like, this is what we needed. Okay. This is not on here, but I'm going to say it now. Seth Rollins versus Cody Rhodes at Mania.
Yeah, I think Seth is the best choice. But he's got to debut soon. He's got to get that contract signed and debut soon.
Girl, they've been in talks. He could sign right this second and fucking debut Monday. But here's the best part, guys. We need to have Seth Rollins come out to Super Kick Party. What? Come on. And then he'd be like, what? Who'd you think it would be? God, that'd be funny. Okay, here's another one. Here's another upset AEW fan. Tony Khan, with his unhinged spending, let go possibly a top three AEW performer. Tony spent heavy money on a lot of nobodies the past 2 years.
I mean, this person said Cody finessed the Elite and Tony to get 2 television shows, a bunch of money, and intel on AEW just so he could go back to WWE for more money, share the intel, and be himself instead of Stardust.
You know?
Valid point.
You know what? If that was his game, I can kind of respect that. I can respect that game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Here's another one. Cody Rhodes, I applaud you. You are setting an example for the rest of the great talent in the back at AEW who are scared to leave that shitty, devilish place. I've been saying it. AWE is finished, and Cody knows it, hence why he's leaving. All you stupid AWE drones can cry. Bye bye. Guys, fucking God. Oh, here we go. Here's another AEW one, guys. You're going to love this. Cody Rhodes is nothing but a traitor. How dare he decide to leave the company that he helped build to combat the Fed and make wrestling better? He did absolutely nothing but spit in the face of every fan and Tony Khan, the true savior of wrestling. And
oh, my God.
For his own gain. I am no longer a fan of Cody Rhodes.
Oh, my God. Tony Khan, the true savior of wrestling. Wow, that's ridiculous.
You see why, like, during the day, if I'm getting stressed out, I just open this and I'm like,
what is this that you're reading?
Wrestle Cringe on Twitter.
Oh, on Twitter.
You'll see some of the best, Jen.
So they like take screenshots of tweets and
they take screenshots of the cringiest tweets and post them all day long.
Ah. Wrestle Cringe. Okay, I found it.
Oh, yeah. Or they'll do, like, the guys who try to hook up with, like, female wrestlers and, like, post their thirst. So Carmela, this is okay. We'll have to talk to this one later, but there's this guy was like, Carmela posted a picture of her and Corey yesterday. And he's like, I'm not happy. I wish you was my girlfriend, Carmela. Why are you with Corey Graves? And they spelled his name wrong. What's so great about him? Yeah. Girl, wrestle cringe has made me love wrestling more. Somebody called Ciampa a bum last night.
Oh, no.
No, no. Yeah, wrestle cringe is I'm giving them a shout out because okay, here's another one. This is not on wrestle cringe, but this is one that will make us laugh. I mean, he ended racism. What else is there left for him to do?
That was somebody being sarcastic, I hope.
It is.
Okay.
It is. And then somebody posted a Photoshop picture where it's like Cody with Malcolm X.
Oh my god.
Everybody's like, good. And they're like, is there no coincidence that it was announced during Black History Month that he's leaving?
Oh my gosh.
Seeing as, you know, he ended racism and all.
Oh my gosh.
Guys, everybody is losing their motherfucking minds. It is. God, it is the boost of serotonin. No antidepressant can give me this boost. God, it's great. Yeah, it's wonderful. Also, Wyndham's out here telling people not to talk shit about him. It's great, guys. How can you hate this shit, right?
Let's see.
I mean, come on. How can you hate it? Let's see. We're going to go to the Tony Khan trending. Okay, here's somebody's conspiracy theory. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Tony Khan pushed Cody out, and he's going to push the rest of them out, the other EVPs, because he wants total control of AEW.
I mean.
Okay. All right. You ready for a laugh? Here's another one. Total disbelief, and it's a betrayal to Tony Khan and the fans. I am at a loss of words, and I will never respect Cody Rhodes again. Oh, I never God. Thought I'd say this, but he has a bigger ego than Triple H.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. This is guys, it's the gift that keeps on giving. Jen, is it our birthdays? I think it's our birthdays.
Oh, we need to play that thing that you sent me today. That was funny. That said, Cody going on his way back to WWE. Can I hear? Hold on.
All right, we going. What a money resign. What a money resign. What a money resign. What a money resign. Okay, let me tell you something.
That is Cody. He's like, who was your Cash App? What's your Venmo? Because I got the money. Because I'm going where the money resides. That's Cody. That's Cody. Girl, you know what, though? That one fan who did say he plotted this all along, I would respect him. Mm-hmm. That, you know what? I'd be like, you know what, Cody? You've moved up a rung. You've moved up. You're not at like, I will hex you until the day I die. Because that's smart. That is smart. He just fucking stole all that NFL money, you know? Good for him. Okay, here we go. All Elite Mike here says, the more I think about this, how does Tony Khan let this happen? Cody Rhodes was their most important star. I just don't get it. This has to be a work. This can't be real. Why would he leave? He's still very much in his prime.
Oh my gosh. Because he realizes what a shithole it is.
Yeah.
No non-compete. That's
no. Yeah, because he's not under contract.
Yeah.
So basically, everybody's saying the reason why Tony Khan did not is not resign him. It was because of money.
Huh.
So
someone tweeted Cody Rhodes and Tony Khan's final confrontation.
A showgirl.
A showgirl. At least I am a showgirl, bitch. Go back to Party City where you belong.
You know what? That's how it went. He called him a tired ass showgirl. God damn.
Gosh.
Oh God. Some people are like, don't tell me that Tony Khan has become the person he swore he wouldn't become.
Let's see. What is this? This says, so who is this? WrestleTalk is saying there's another incident with Tony Khan has been revealed to have potentially led to Cody's departure. Cody and Khan got into a financial dispute over a new deal for Cody. Apparently, this is one of the things that created a rift between them. Crap, now it's like blacking it out on me. Jeez Louise. It's not like they're both just really money hungry. Oh, somebody sent me a link to a Forbes article that said this really upset certain people, especially Cody. It was a Forbes video, the profile they did on Tony, and Tony starts off by pretty much listing, I'm the GM, I'm the booker, I'm this, I'm that, especially.
Oh, yeah.
Saying he's a one-man show. His comments in Forbes seem to have rubbed Cody and the others the wrong way.
So here's the thing, guys. You got to remember that when all of the rumors, supposed rumors that now seem to be true have come out, that Tony Khan took over creative control, that probably sealed the deal. Because then Cody couldn't book himself to go over everybody else.
Right.
It is so funny just watching all of these fans just getting like, oh God, now this person said, it is totally a work because they're going to do Austin McMahon too. And it's going to be Khan versus Rhodes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh God, everybody's saying that Tony Khan's becoming Vince. Oh God, here you go. You ready for this? I really think Cody Rhodes won't go to WWE. He's going to go to Ring of Honor.
Oh yeah, right. He hated Ring of Honor.
He literally put them out of business. He sit
on them, yep.
Yeah. Somebody's theory here actually would make sense. I think Cody left. The final straw was because he said Brandy was going to get fired because she wasn't doing her job right.
Huh.
I mean, that would make sense.
These people are nuts.
It is. But you know what? I love it. Oh, here we go. After Tony Khan has reinvented Moxley. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah,
right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure. So, it's fucking hilarious at this point. Like, people are all their AEW fans are either they're splitting down the middle now. And they're either anti-Tony Khan now or they're anti-Cody. They have split down the middle. And this guy makes a lot of sense. He said, why would he re-sign with Tony Khan when Tony Khan took away his creative control, is trying to offer him less money when he knows he could go to Vince and get guaranteed money?
True.
I mean, shit, he could do a couple Saudi deals. And make probably twice what Tony Khan was going to pay him.
Someone said, I kind of want to laugh my ass off with AEW toxic fans that have turned on Cody Rhodes wanting to get out while he can, even though it's Tony Khan that they should really turn on for being racist and continue to employ two sexual assaulters on his programming.
Thank you. Are we not going to talk about that? Hashtag where's Swole's apology? Are we not talking about that? We're not talking about that. All right. Guess we're not talking about it. Yeah. Also, Jay Lethal. Really? Really? Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, that's the main story of the day.
Well, one of them.
Well, the other one was last night.
Well, the past, okay, the past almost 24 hours now has been nuts. The other story is Stone Cold Steve Austin might be coming back.
Against Kevin Owens. How great would that be?
One, what the fuck? Like, what timeline are we living in now?
I don't know, but it's great.
Is this, okay, I have a question. Is this, remember how, like, they said Pluto's returning in February? Is this where, like, everything flips back over and, like,
maybe
the world writes itself?
Maybe. Is like, this- it's got, I mean, like, it can't just be, like a brief, like, he just stuns him and leaves. Like, it's got to be a match.
No. Which, this, and this kind of can tie back to the Cody thing. Like, everybody wants Cody versus Triple H.
Triple H can't wrestle.
No. He had a heart attack.
Yeah, no.
So, again, that's why Seth Rollins would be the proxy. Are we sure that Austin can do this?
He could go, what, 10 minutes maybe?
I worry. That's my only thing. I worry. Just because he hasn't been in the ring, which he has a ring at home, but it's like a total different experience.
Well, when I don't know what, like, he's been doing. I mean,
it's a different experience though when you're like at WrestleMania in front of like 100,000 people and like in that moment than like when you're in your garage.
This isn't going to be Sean and Triple H at Saudi thing or a Taker. No.
See, that's what I'm worried about.
I don't think. No, I don't see that.
I'm worried about that, but you know, who knows?
I think Austin's smart enough to be like, look, this is how long I'm go. Like, I can see him like timing himself, like how long it takes him to.
I mean, I will say this though, like, Kevin's the perfect person to put him in with, because Kevin, like,
they could shit talk
for 5 minutes of the match. Not only that, but like, Kevin's a professional. He's been doing it forever. He's safe, and it's not like Kevin's gonna be doing like a 450 splash off the top row,
right? Right.
Like, not like you wouldn't see him in there with like a Ricochet, you know?
No.
Like, it's going to be very grounded. So
it's going to be wrestling.
But they might stunner each other and that just be it. They'll just do it to each other and that's it. Like, fuck, you know what? That's the funny thing is this match, this is the only match ever that, like, they could just do a stunner on each other and people would be
happy. Like, yell at each other for a little while.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, for 5 minutes they're talking shit and then they just stun each other and then that's it. Like,
yeah.
People would be okay with that. I don't think anybody'd be mad.
And then maybe they get up and have a beer afterwards.
Yeah, and they get up, have a beer. He's like, here you go, kid. And he's like, all right. That's like a passing of the torch.
Yeah.
He's the new Stone Cold. But in my mind, I want Sammy Wow Wow to be there. I do. I love Sammy Wow Wow.
Sammy Wow Wow's got his own opponent for WrestleMania.
I know. You know who else does?
I
know. I hate that. That's horrible. But you know who else has an opponent for WrestleMania?
Who?
Baron Corbin.
I know.
I know. And it's against Drew, and that's a good one. That's a good one, guys.
Everybody's going to hate it. But us.
We're going to be like, oh my God. Yes. Yes. Yes, King. Like, look at that man. Look at him go.
Oh my goodness.
Like, we're gonna be the only one to enjoy it, but it'll be fine. It'll be fine. We will, you know, it'll be great. It'll just be great, guys. You're gonna love it. We'll love it. You guys will secretly love it. You won't say it, but you will. So, you know, I think you will definitely enjoy it. I think you just gotta, like, you know, get over it. Anyway, so Kevin and Austin. I don't know, girl. I don't think
I think it'll be.
I mean,
good.
I won't be.
They'll
there.
Figure it out. They'll
fly home Sunday, so I won't be there. But you know, I mean, shit. If they could do Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, Austin and KO, and Edge and AJ, that's not bad. That's not bad. That might be their best booked show of the year. Yeah. I mean, we won't be there, but you know, we'll watch it.
That's right.
We'll definitely watch it. But you know who's been announced for WrestleCon?
Who?
Jay White.
Oh.
Yeah.
We met him already.
But I'm gonna do it again.
Are you?
I'm getting at least the pictures are $30. Oh. That's it. Yeah, girl. You could get a picture and an autograph for $50. Not that much. I know. I'm like, Jay White for $30? Fuck yes. Sign me up. Take my fucking money. Guys, I'm still trying to get Jen to go with me. And there's a lot more shows now. That's the other thing. So if you buy the super fan ticket, they've announced more shows. Huh. That you get in for free with your ticket. So let me go over to WrestleCon. So you do have to buy tickets for New Japan and Impact, but the tickets are actually really reasonable. They're like $30.
Huh.
So tickets are very reasonable. Let me pull her up. So the live shows, we have USA versus the World, which they do every year. They have the Impact show. They have, this is what I'm excited. Zicky Dice, Trouble in Paradise 2 is on April Fool's Day. That's Friday at 1. So after we meet Wyndham, we can go to a wrestling show. Yeah. I'm very excited about that. AAA is having a show. They're going to be a separate ticket. But yeah, they're announcing shows. And they've announced a lot of guests. Now, you can go buy your Wyndham tickets now. I've had mine since Christmas, but you could go buy yours. Let me go through this list of people who we might want to meet. You can meet John Morrison, Taya Valkyrie, Mr. Jay White, RVD. You've never met RVD. Uh-uh. You can meet. Hold on, I'm going up for people we like. You can meet Ric Flair. We're not meeting Ric Flair, but you could meet Ric Flair. Eric Bischoff. You can see Sunny the day after she gets out of prison. I'm not going to buy a ticket, but I'm going to look. Girl, that's just for drama. We could go see Sunny less than 24 hours after she gets out of prison.
No, thank you.
Girl, she's going to have ratchet prison hair.
She's going to be ratchet anyway.
No, she's going to be ratchet as fuck. That's the joy of it. God, guys, this is great. Vinny Marsaglia, that's on my list. I'm going to meet Vinny Marsaglia because you know what? I got a thing for guys with beards and dreadlocks. What can I say? I do. It's a problem and I'm dealing with it. You can meet EC3. We've already met him. Wasn't that great? He gave me the flu. Thanks, EC3. You can meet the man who was formerly Braun Strowman. I'm going to do that. I'm going to meet Braun Strowman. You can meet Victoria. We haven't met Victoria. You can meet Scott Hall, which he's kind of a perv if you're a woman. Tony Storm. Kevin. I might meet Kevin Nash. That wouldn't be bad. You know, Tori Wilson. You can meet the Godfather for $40. again, the Iconics / the Inspiration. Road Dog, which I'm not going to meet. You could see Heath Slater. Yes. Lita is going to be there, which means she's not going to be at Mania, probably. You can meet J.J. Dillon and Tully Blanchard. You can meet Scotty Too Hotty. The Briscoes.
Yay.
They're going to be wrestling at WrestleCon. That's exciting. That's, guys, I'm trying to get her into this. You can meet Bray's dad. Ta-da!
Bray's dad.
Oh, joy. Come on. Come on.
Not to interrupt, but what are Carmella and Corey selling exactly?
I think they're going to do porn.
Is it a it's the OnlyFans?
I think so. Maybe.
Because now she's posted a picture where his head's between her legs. I'm very confused.
I'm telling you, I think it's porn. You know what, though? I might buy one video just to see because I'm curious. Like, we will, you know what, guys? If they sell in, you know, videos, Jen, oh, yeah, we can buy
it, watch it all in. And
yeah, we'll watch it together. That, yeah. We could do it over Mania. We could watch it together in Dallas in the penthouse I got. And we could just be like, ooh, look at that. We could say, wow, he's bigger than I thought. Or, oh, man, hope he can use it.
Wow. Well,
guys.
Something. I don't know.
It'd be great. Either that or I don't know what else they could be selling.
Is it like maybe perfume? It's lube.
Is it lube?
I mean, what else could it be?
Is it lube?
Corey and Carmella, is it perfume? Is it?
I think it's lube.
Maybe.
We can meet Scarlett Bordeaux. Speaking of, the men want lube for that one. They do. We're not gonna hide.
I don't
the
think
fact.
They need lube for that one.
No. But you know, no. They might though, because they're gonna do it with a dry hand. You know, they don't use lotion. They don't use lotion.
Yeah, but I don't think they're gonna have a problem. I think that'll be fine.
Well, they're gonna be raw dog and sandpaper at that point. Okay, I go off, I guess. We can meet Bray. That should be your selling point.
Didn't we say that already?
Yes, that's the selling point. I'm bringing it back up to just wrap it up. There's going to be more people announced. There could be like, I don't know, somebody insane announced, and I'd be like, "Come on, Jen, that's not that we got." What if it's like, well, I thought Bray was going to be that one. Mojo. Or what if it's...
Mojo's getting married. Congratulations, he's to Mojo.
Married. He's getting married. Yeah.
She looks like a nice, normal girl.
She does. Yeah. Not what I expected.
No, and that makes me happy, actually.
We'd be sitting there. You know, we'd be the ones at the altar going, this is not what I expected, but I'm okay with it.
I think it's nice.
That's a nice thing. Good for them. I mean, if you guys want to get married, I mean, don't get me started because, you know. Well, I'm a little iffy on getting married at this point. So, you know, good for you. Hopefully you don't get a divorce. Hey, a lot of marriages end in divorce.
50%.
It's actually a little more now.
There you go.
Yeah. We can see Effie's big gay brunch on Saturday morning. We could go have big gay brunch. Big gay brunch. And we can go to the grassy knoll and go see where Kennedy got shot in the head with his brains all over the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can go see if there was a mysterious shooter in the grassy knoll. Come on. It'd be great. We could dress bougie when we do it. Put on big old hats.
That's what I said. What do they call those things? Is it pillbox hat?
Yeah, we could dress like Jackie O.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could dress like Jackie O and go see where Kennedy died or not. We could wear we could wear Kentucky Derby hats. It is Texas. We can go wear that shirt CM Punk had about how abortion is a legal thing and should be a woman's right.
That's true. I want the shirt that says if I wanted the government in my uterus, I'd fuck a senator.
Yes.
I want that shirt.
Oh my God. I love it. Let's do it. See, this could be so much fun. Like, that's the best part about this trip compared to our other trips is this is like super easy breezy so far. I mean, Wyndham is the only thing that we have to get there on time. Like, Friday is the only day that I'm like, we're not fucking around on Friday. Any other day, we're easy breezy. We got all day. We can fucking, I don't know, yell at Ted Cruz or something. I don't know. We can find something to do. We could get day drunk and go to WrestleCon because we're not that far from WrestleCon. Yeah. You get day drunk and go to WrestleCon. Think about the fun, guys.
And I'm just thinking about next year's fun.
I could get a shot and go talk to Wyndham.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Next year, we're going to get our package, which I figured out there's still $1,400 for Disney if we're going for 4 days. I don't know how many days you want to go, but yeah. And that hotel's right across the street from Disney. So, yeah. I already got the Disney portion planned. I don't know about the rest, but the Disney portion's done. We just got to wait for the date they open for 2023 and start our payment plan.
There you go.
Guys, we're doing Disney on a payment plan.
$1,400?
That's for like 4 days. That's hotel and everything. Plus, you get $200 to spend inside the park.
Huh.
Yeah. They have, you get like a $200 Disney gift card on top of that. So, yeah. Which I'm like, that's like room, everything. Out the door price. Tickets. That's park
hopper tickets. But that's not room. Too. That's not room for us to stay in for the whole time we're there. That we're still going to have to pay for another place.
Yeah. I don't know where. But our Disney trip we can shorten too. So that'll make the price go down some too if we don't go for 4 days.
Right.
Depending on how many days we go. But we can go to whatever park we want with those tickets too. So like if we want to go to California Adventure instead, we can go there. We can go wherever. They have the Encanto thing at California Adventure now.
Huh.
Yeah. So that one, that's like the best price. Plus you get the $200 back.
Yeah,
that's like shit. Yeah. So you'll have $200 going in that you can spend anywhere in the park. But anyway, guys, so we got to figure out Mania for next year because I don't know where the fuck we're going to stay. Like, do we stay in LA? Do we go to Inglewood? What do we do?
We're not staying in Inglewood. No, ma'am.
Okay, well, then we're going to have to buy the WrestleCon bus tickets for Mania then.
That's fine.
They're $30.
Okay.
Girl, I know. This year I was debating and I was like, oh, I could always just take the bus. That's not bad.
So are we going
to we'll go to WrestleCon anyway.
So are we going to mention what's happening this Saturday?
I mean, are we?
We can.
Can we get political about it and say that we do not agree with it whatsoever?
That's fine.
Yes.
So who do you think are going to win the I guess a women's elimination chambers though. Like we know who's going to win the men's most, you know, it's going to be.
I think I know who's going to win the women's. Are you serious?
Bianca?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay, guys. It is blood money fucking mania. Elimination chamber edition. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We know who's going to win the men's. We know who's going to win the women's. Like,
and it's Roman versus Goldberg. And Goldberg always wins in Saudi.
Roman. Sandbag his ass, Roman. Do it. Fucking sandbag his ass.
I don't know. Do you think they would have, they will have him lose and then come back and win it back? You think they will? They might.
That's the rumor going around.
Oh, God. Why do they, I don't understand.
I don't know either.
So who you got then? Roman or Goldberg?
I'm gonna go Roman. Just be safe. I'm not actually gonna watch it. So
I'm gonna say Goldberg because I think that's what they'll do. Elimination.
Cody chamber. Rhodes interferes.
Maybe.
Cody Rhodes interferes.
Men's chamber.
Brock.
Women's. I think it's Bianca.
Here's my thing is I think either they'll go that route with Brock or they're going to have Brock get screwed somehow and Lashley will retain because I don't think we're done with Lashley and Brock.
No, that's true.
I don't think we're done. I think Heyman might do something.
Becky, Lita, Becky.
And then Becky. Lita's not going to be at ring.
Ronda and Naomi versus Charlotte and Tonya. That'll be a nightmare.
That's going to be poor Naomi. Naomi, I'm sorry, girl. I'm going to go wrong.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, here's a better prediction. You ready? Mm-hmm. Are they going to have to wear their dress code shirts?
Oh, yeah.
Their dress code shirts. That's so terrible.
It's going to be the Usos versus the Viking Raiders. Huh. Usos. Drew versus Madcap Moss. In a Falls Count Anywhere match.
Madcap Moss, because Baron's gonna fuck with him so bad. Baron's gonna be like, what? You did what now? Which I hate that Baron goes there. That makes me sad. But I get it. Money talks.
Yep. He's got children.
He's got children. He's got two little girls. He's got to spoil the shit out of.
Mm-hmm. And then Mysterio versus The Miz. They better let The Miz win. Poor Miz. Every time he turns around, he's getting screwed over.
Fucking Rey Mysterio, just go. You know what? Rey Mysterio's at that point where we were with Taker, where it was like, I hope this is coming to an end soon, because this is getting hard to watch.
Ugh.
Ugh. No, thank you.
Just let his son turn on him already.
Right? Like, it should have happened like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could have Rey versus his kid at Mania.
There you go.
You know what? That guy is always going to be Rey's kid. Even when Rey's gone, I'll be like, oh, look at Rey's kid. Look at Rey's kid. There he is. Okay, I'm just going to tell you right now, people are speculating that Mox is next.
I could see it.
All the Shield references.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. God, could you imagine?
Oh, man.
I want to see, you know what? If that were to happen, I want to see him fuck with them both. Can you imagine that shit? It'd be so funny. He comes down to like Roman's old theme, which was a Shield theme. He just is like, what? Expect somebody else? God damn. You know what? I'm kind of sad that it's not going to be Roman and Seth. That was actually a good match.
If it was going to be Roman, imagine if it was Roman Seth and then he did come out.
Wouldn't that be great?
Be great. When is his contract up?
I don't know. Can it be soon? I want to watch Mox again.
So I can find out.
Mox, where are you? Oh, God. Somebody actually posted something and tagged Russell Cringe and is like, I know you're going to post this. So here's what the guy said. He said, Vince McMahon is a father figure to most of the WWE talent. Tony Khan is the new kid in school that invites everybody over to play Nintendo on the big screen TV and orders pizza for everyone.
And he put, this guy's his contract expires in 4 months.
SummerSlam, somebody? Is anybody else talking about SummerSlam?
Hmm.
Or, you know, have them come to the next Royal Rumble. There just be like, you did what?
You just have Seth and Roman have a rematch at SummerSlam. And then
and then he shows up. He's like, y'all been talking shit? God.
Only he's wearing the Shield gear this time.
he's wearing the Shield gear. He's like, what? Y'all mad? God, could you imagine? Or he just walks by eating a sandwich. He's like, the fuck? They're like, Seth. And he's like, shut up, Seth. Shut up, Rome. That'd be great. They're just like, you shut up. Oh, God. They're posting the picture from All In where everybody's in the ring. And he's like, we're sticking together. And then I have a broken heart thing next to it.
Oh, my God.
Guys. They're in mourning. They're going to have like that fucking Sarah McLachlan song that's in the ASPCA commercials.
Like, oh, Lord.
Well, Cody, thank you for the hours of entertainment that you've provided us today. You know, we've never said that before. And here we are saying it. Also, Jay White, you better not go there. I know you've showed up, but you better not stay. You better just Walk out the door and go, I don't need you assholes. And then do, 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 do. Yeah. Yeah. That's what needs to happen. Yep. Also, Jay White is going to be on Impact's Hard to Kill. So, you know, if you want to watch Jay White and all of his beautiful glory, watch him there. Yeah. He's there with Tama and Loa.
There you go.
And Chris Bay. That's great. That's the team you need. You know, I think Bullet Club needs to cut ranks in a few places. You know, you know what? Let me do it. Let me do it. I'll do it. You know, if they don't want to fire anybody, let me fire people. I live for it. Be like, well, you're done. No, you know what? It'd be the Austin Powers thing that's going on TikTok where it's like, not you. No, no, not you. No, no, not you. No. And then it gets the last person is like, well, this is awkward. Yeah, I would do that. Anyway, guys, breaking news. If you've somehow skipped to the end of this, Cody Rhodes has left AEW. What did we have next on our prediction? Didn't we say that the Bucks and Kenny would start not getting along?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was
which next. Could be the case. I mean, Kenny
could be
there, so
Kenny is not there. Kenneth Omega has disappeared. The Bucks now are even more tan and have dangly earrings.
They're the worst one out of all of them. They're the worst.
See, it's funny how I hold them all at the same level and you have varying levels.
I do.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm like, oh, we're throwing the baby out with the bathwater. You're all there.
I think it's because if I didn't know the things I know about Cody, I could, except for the neck tattoo, I could watch him and be entertained somewhat. I could watch Kenny when he's not acting ridiculous and be somewhat entertained, but I can never, ever watch anything that the Bucks do without being like, these people are fucking idiots. Like, I just can't. Like, can't.
Yeah, you are at the point right now where it's like, you're fucking done. You can't do it. Like, see, my thing with them is because I've watched them when I attempted to watch AEW and it's just bad. And then when they showed up at what you call it, Impact, it's just bad. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. They're just bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's
like they're only there for themselves. Like that, they're like entertaining themselves, and they're
well, yeah. Like, and their thing is, and see, and this is where I get it. Where I'm at with this is, so you have back when all this started, before Cody was ever in the picture, I feel like they were very different people than they are now. Very different people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying this is like, oh, they were such good people. They were kind-hearted and they became assholes. I think they were still douchebags, but like they were tolerable.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cody came along and they got this idea that like they were better than they really are.
Right.
And that's when shit went sideways. That's where I... Like, I feel like they were just, you know, when like douchebag guys all of a sudden get a big head and they're like, yeah, I'm the greatest thing to ever happen. But I think it's like that. It's like,
it's horrible. That's all I know. It is horrible.
It's horrible. And I mean, at that point, you're just like, you know, what do you say to that? You know?
Yeah.
What do you say? It's almost like you're just like, I can't do it. You know? You know, you don't really know. You don't really know what to do. So, I mean, we'll see. I think there's more to this story than what we know. And two, I think that we're in for a surprise and not in a good way. I think, see, I don't, I just, and maybe, and this is not to benefit Cody, I'm just thinking about it this way. Vince is going to book him to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a spite thing at this point.
Yep.
This is basically like when fucking X-Pac came back, but at a fucking bigger, this would be like if Hogan came back while WCW was still in business.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, like even with somebody like X-Pac, when X-Pac came back, like he fucking booked him despite fucking Bischoff. So at this level, we don't know. And Vince is fucking senile. He's a fucking senile old man now. So right. At this point, what can you expect? Like, fuck it. Does he dethrone Roman? Does he beat Brock?
Oh gosh.
Yeah. You see where I'm going with this?
Uh-huh.
Like at what level are we doing this? Like, are we, pun intended, are we going all in? Like, also, I mean, if that theory was correct, that this was a whole like I'm getting intel thing. Fucking, that's genius.
That's
some genius level shit. But yeah, I guess we'll see what happens. I don't know. that's where I'm at right now. I just don't know. And it'll be very interesting to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be very interested. Anyway, guys, I think that's all for this week. Jen has to go eat, and I have to go run some errands still. But until next week, hopefully we have Jen confirming she can go with me to Mania, because you know. I'm not stopping, guys.
Or hopefully we'll have Cody Rhodes on Monday Night Raw.
Or both. Both would be good. Both would be good. Yeah. Because I'm like, yeah. Even if she comes for like a day and a half, just come for Friday.
Oh my goodness.
Even fucking leave Friday night, even. Just get there Thursday night and leave Friday night. Like, that's all I'm asking.
Oh,
Friday's my only, everything else I'm like, yeah, whatever, fuck, do whatever. Friday I'm like, I'm gonna need like mental help after
this. I told you could FaceTime me.
It's not the same.
No, but out. I mean, you're not gonna pass out.
I'm gonna pass out. I'm gonna hyperventilate.
No, the other time you met him, you were not gonna pass out. You were
fine. I hyperventilated after.
You did, but not during. Or no. Before. Yeah.
Before I was like, what? I'm gonna do what now? What now? You want me to what? Anyway, guys, until next week, when hopefully something, girl, who knows, next week there could be like fucking
people coming out speaking out against AW. No idea.
Yeah, there could be fucking anything, because I did not have these two on my bingo sheet. No, I did not have this happening. So who knows? There could be a shit ton of stuff happening. Anyway, guys, until next week. Bye.
Bye.